Hello and welcome to The DeMartini Show. It's an educational podcast that is designed to help you create greater empowerment in your life. If you've ever found yourself doom scrolling, or if you're charged because people in your life are doing it, then join Dr. DeMartini for this episode where he explains why what you might be seeing as a social media distraction may not actually be random at all, and how it can also be providing valuable feedback which reveals the key to what could assist you to empower your life. The show is hosted, of course, by Dr. John DeMartini, a human behavior expert, internationally published author, and a global educator with over 5 decades of research into maximizing human awareness and potential. He's on a mission to help you master your mind and live a truly fulfilled life. Each week, he shares insights into human behavior that can help you to better understand yourself and others, while also giving you practical tools that can help you to expand your power, your influence, and your inspiration. Before we begin, if you'd like to access the links or the show notes from this episode, just know that you can find them in the description. And if you're new here, make sure to take the time now to quickly follow the DeMartini Show. That way you'll never miss a new episode. Now let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode titled, How to Take Back Your Attention, a Strategy for Social Media. Enjoy.
Sometimes you might find yourself scrolling on social media and sometimes being engaged in ways you didn't anticipate, and spend minutes or maybe dozens of minutes or maybe even an hour or longer scrolling and browsing this social media vehicle. It may be on Instagram or it may be something, but you may find yourself going and finding out and being hooked by the algorithms of sales, by the organizations that are selling, or just by the intrigue according to what you value most in your life and fill your mind with things that intrigue you. In either case, it's not unwise to prioritize what you're doing with your time on social media. I do have specific things that I target and focus on, and if I'm scrolling down and I see it, I pay attention. If not, I just kind of go right past it. There's some things that don't mean anything to me and others that mean a lot, so I will prioritize it. So social media in itself is neither good nor bad or, you know, a positive or negative thing. It's simply a way of getting information out. And sometimes people are trying to sell you on their ideas, and sometimes you're going out and looking for specific information that you want. So just be honest about why you're doing it. If you're doing it intentionally and you're prioritizing what you're doing, you could be engaged in it, use it wisely and powerfully. But if you're just like impulse shopping in the grocery store or in the department store, then the salespeople are going to sway you with discounts and fancy social media, you know, enticements and things that sensate and grab your attention, false information, whatever it is that grabs your attention. And then you're, in a sense, distracted. Now, you wouldn't be distracted if it wasn't having some content that was meaningful to you. But at the same time, instead of you doing it intentionally, you're doing it as a reaction. You're having evoked potential stimulated in your brain instead of spontaneous action potentials that are intentional. So just like in any area of your life, if you don't fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, your day can fill up with low priority distractions that don't. If you don't fill your social media time with high priority actions that inspire you, that's meaningful, it can fill up with impulsive, algorithmic, pleasure-seeking, or things that catch your attention. Even if they do, though, you will find that there's something that's a pattern in what you're being grabbed by. Somehow your values are filtering it. You have what they call the pulvinar nuclei in your thalamus. It takes in information from your senses, predominantly visual and auditory, and it filters it and allows certain things to go up into the conscious awareness. The rest of it's kind of an infinitude of information that's unconscious. You're not going to be watching something and stopping and paying attention to it unless it serves some sort of meaningful thing for you. But you may be impulsively distracted because somebody may be concentrating on the way they're selling it and putting the algorithm together to make sure they grab your attention. And it may not be the highest priority. So just ask yourself, honestly, how are you doing on your prioritization of your social media? Are you in command or other people? Are you spontaneously acting with intention and prioritizing what you're going on social media for? Or are you just browsing and distracted because you're not inspired? Now, let me explain something. When somebody is living by their highest values congruently and are doing something extremely meaningful and engaged, they're more likely to be using social media for a purpose, not just for pleasure, immediate gratification, but for a deep purpose. But when they're feeling that they're having to do something out of duty, not necessarily out of design, something that's lower on their values because they're comparing themselves to others and envying other people and trying to be somebody they're not and being second at being somebody else instead of first being them, and then automatically being unfulfilled because anytime you do something that's lower on your values but maybe higher on somebody else's because you envy them, you will automatically, as the unfulfillment occurs, be more vulnerable to non-prioritized information on social media. You'll be more vulnerable to impulses and instincts to seek and avoid. You'll be grabbed, you know, the things that'll grab your attention are extremely pleasurable or painful things that the algorithms of salespeople are trying to impose, or people trying to get your attention because they want outreach on the social media. So if you don't fill your day with high priority actions that inspire you, it's going to fill up low priority distractions that don't. And the low priority distractions in social media are things that aren't the most important, but you wouldn't be attracted to them if they weren't linked somehow to what you value. So if you are spending a lot of time on that, you could stop and ask, what exactly is common to it and what exactly is the meaning of it? And you may discover that there's still something that's important to you or you wouldn't be attracted to it. Even if I'm watching social media and it's trying to grab my attention, I just pass through a whole lot of stuff. And then if I see something that engages me, anything to do with self-mastery or business or finances or achievement or something like that, I'm in on it. I may see a stoic quote or something, a thing on stoicism or something on achievement or some famous person that's got a biography or something like that. I'll grab those and pay attention to those. But maybe a whole lot of stuff that means nothing to me. So even if you are being so-called distracted by it because you're not engaged fully and you're not prioritizing it, you still probably have some sort of link to something valuable or you wouldn't be taking the time to watch. So look for the common thread, even if it is something that seems like it's preoccupying and running you, and find the common thread and then prioritize it and then target that information if you're going to use social media. Use it to your advantage. Any area of your life you don't empower, other people are going to overpower you. If you don't empower yourself intellectually, people will tell you what to think. And social media is a way it's doing it. If you don't empower yourself in business, you'll be told what to do. Again, social media will tell you that. They're going to do whatever they can to get your attention. They're salespeople trying to get your attention, trying to get you and buy your attention so they can get some extra points and they get more advertising and et cetera, et cetera. So just know that they're pretty savvy at doing that sometimes. And if you're not really clear about what it is that you are really prioritized for, you'll be vulnerable. You're still going to be drawn by something that's meaningful and important to your values, or you wouldn't be drawn to it. You're not going to be distracted by everything. You're only going to be distracted by certain things. Look for the common thread. Find out what's the real value that it's offering. You may find out it's on the way, not in the way, and you won't even be judging yourself for using it, but you may now be prioritizing it, using your time consciously and constructively. Like I said, there sometimes I'll go on to Instagram and I'll scroll down and I'll find maybe one out of 20 things on there, maybe one out of 30 things that's passing by, and boom, I grab it. I'll take it. I'll listen to it. I may even write some notes down or take quotes from it. I may like that information and I will discard the rest and won't pay attention. If it doesn't somehow grab me and somehow in my value system, I'm not going to even stop. But if it does, I want to find what's common to it. And I'm pretty selective. I don't just watch social media. I don't just spend a lot of time on it, but I do use it sometimes. I find information. When I'm waiting for dinner and I'm waiting for my food, if I'm by myself, I might pull it up and see if I can find some research. I'll research stuff up or I'll get on Instagram and find out information that comes along those lines. So prioritize what you do. Any area of your life you're not prioritizing, other people are going to control. If you're not prioritizing what you read, you're not prioritizing how you're spending your time, you're not prioritizing how you're spending your money, you're not prioritizing who your clients are, not prioritizing the actions you do in your business that produce the most, the 20% that gave you 80% of results. If you're not prioritizing your metrics, you're not metricing what's important to you. If you're not filling your day with very, very high priority things and actions and people, if you're not prioritizing your people, and these are people on social media that you can hang out with. If you're not prioritizing it, you're probably going to get distracted by low priority things. Think of it this way. When somebody comes up to you and they say, well, I'd like to take you to dinner or lunch or let's get together. If you have a very high prioritized schedule, it's easy to say, thank you, but no, thank you, not now. But if you don't, they're going to grab the attention. You're going to go, I don't have anything else going on, so I guess I'll say yes. And you'll be more vulnerable to say yes to things that aren't really inspiring to you. That'll be opportunists, maybe. They're taking advantage of you and they grabbed your attention because you didn't have your attention focused on what was priority. When I have a full day and I keep my days pretty prioritized, if I have a full day of things that I'm doing, it's not easy to get my attention. When I go into a store, I already know what I'm going to buy when I walk in there. I don't do impulse shopping. And if I don't see it, I'm out. And you can't sell me something. And you may not like me because I go in your store and I go, I scan, I see what I'm looking for, I don't. If I do, I quickly buy it. If I don't, I move on. So the same thing on social media. Don't let the world on the outside dictate your destiny. You take it from the inside. I said, when the voice, the visions on the inside are greater and more profound and louder than all opinions on the outside, you begin to master your life. So take command of it. But just know that they're going to do whatever they can to get your attention. And there's a pattern to it. Find the pattern. Find out what's priority. And then use that priority to give you information and ask yourself, is this the highest priority thing I can be doing with my time? The most any human being can do is ask that question. Am I spending the highest priority actions right now during my day that's most meaningful, most productive, most fulfilling? If it is, continue. I've seen people use social media or even normal media. I had a gentleman that was doing television. And he was spending 6 hours a day watching when they're trying to solve mysteries for police departments. I'm not remember the names of the shows, but I don't watch them. But all I know is that he was watching nothing but those. And we found out that his real goal was to actually be in forensic medicine, in forensic studies, and solve problems and solve mysteries, particularly ones that are death. So what he was watching was priority. His mother thought he was wasting his time and was upset. But when we looked at what the content was, there was a pattern. And then we found out was what was most meaningful to him. But he was being told he had to go to school and take these classes and he couldn't see related to it and he was unfulfilled by it. And so he was engaging in something that was meaningful to him. So if you're not filling your day with something that's really engaging, you're more vulnerable to that. But even so, there's still a pattern and you want to find what is engaging you. It's not everything on there. It's only certain things. Some things you just go right past. It means nothing. It's no engagement. If it's engaging, there's some value it's being met and they're hooking you. They've got a hook on you and they've figured out what it is and they know how to get your attention. Now, if you use it wisely, don't judge yourself for it, but use that information wisely to do something meaningful, productive, and fulfilling, great. Use social media wisely. You know, the social media is not a good or evil thing. It has great tools. It can be used very powerfully, or it can also be a distraction. So, and even if it is a distraction, you can take command of that distraction, prioritize what it is, narrow it down and take command and do it willfully. If you're not living your life by design, you're living it by duty. And duty means you're going to be influenced by the world around you. So you want to take the time to go through and take a look at exactly what you're looking at on there and find the common thread. Find out what values it's meeting. And then don't judge yourself for it. If it is meaningful and it's producing something and it's helping you, be honest about it. But if it's not, you may be unengaged. So stop. Go do the value determination process on my website and go find out what is engaging. And if you find out you're spending a lot of time on social media, then there must be a reason. Find out the common thread and go through the value determination and narrow down what is valuable. I've yet to find anybody when I do the value determination that I can't narrow down their values. It's a very methodical process that's basically the intrinsic driving values of your life, not the extrinsic. So even if there is a pattern of social media, there's something there in your values that's meeting, or you wouldn't continue to do it. No one will continue automatically to do something unless they're getting some advantage over disadvantage out of doing it. So finding out what that is crucial. But do the value determination process. See if you find out you're spending a lot of time on that. If it's the most hours in a day, like I'm spending, it could be up to 14 hours a day speaking and teaching. Doing podcasts, doing seminars, webinars, doing consults, writing articles, doing something on the computer that's involved in education. So if I get so-called on social media, I'm looking for information that's going to help me do that. And so somebody who will look at that and they'll go, well, he's always watching these things on there. Well, I love watching things that help me and empower the seven areas of life on there. I use that. And I have no issue about it. I don't judge it. I know what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. So take the time to prioritize your social media. Take a peek at it. Look at it. What's the pattern? Do it consciously. Don't do it impulsively. And don't let people on the outside dictate your destiny. If it's not the highest priority action, take command of it. Be honest with yourself.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life-transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now, let's continue with this episode.
And if you're not prioritizing your day, take the job description you have and ask, how is my job description right now helping me fulfill what's most important after you do the value determination? The more engaged you are, the more you'll probably be focusing on only things that help you fulfill that. So if you're either go do what you love through delegating or love what you do through linking is what I tell people. Either go and delegate lower priority things so you're fully engaged and doing the most important things, in my case, teaching, researching, writing, and traveling, and delegate the rest. Or if you have other responsibilities that feel like duties that are job descriptions that are not as inspiring and engaging, then ask how specifically is doing that helping you fulfill your highest values and make it a connection. Because the more neural links you have in the brain between the action and what's most important to you, the more engaging it is. When you're engaged, the blood, glucose, and oxygen goes into the medial prefrontal cortex where you have governance and you moderate the amygdala, which is the impulsive, distractive side of social media. The social media people are interested in your amygdala. They're interested in getting, grab your attention with a pleasure without a pain, or they're trying to get to show you something that's painful that you want to buy something to get away from it or grab your attention. So if you're not engaged in high priority actions and seeing how what you're doing is helping you fulfill that, you're more vulnerable to be impulsively distracted. Just like if you go and shop and you're not fulfilled in your life, retail therapy will go out and get you in debt. You'll go buy something on a credit card. 30 days later, you'll have the pain. The pleasure separated from the pain, which makes you think you can get one without the other. And you get trapped in an addictive cycle of shopping. And then you become a consumer. Consumers are often, sometimes, the impulsive consumers, the immediate gratifying consumers, the addictive consumers, are people that are unfulfilled in their highest values. But the people who are consuming wisely with selection and prioritization may not be unfulfilled at all. They're just using a social medium to help them find what they're looking for and help them. Like I say, I go on my internet and Google and I look stuff up, and I go on AI and look stuff up, and I'm researching constantly. And then if I'm scrolling on the internet, on Instagram or something, I find things that are meaningful. I love finding quotes by great minds, great thinkers or whatever, and I'll take them and extract them and put them into my computer and store them because I love good, anything that empowers people, I'm grabbing. Now, some people say, well, he's focused on social media. Yes, I'm using social media to accomplish my mission. Ask yourself that. First, define what you feel your mission is. If you haven't, come to the Breakthrough Experience, my program that I do, and I show you how to get that, get clear about it, and help you identify what's really priority to you. Help you do the value determination as accurately as possible so we know. We don't have questions, we know. And let's get clear about what it is. And then use social media to that objective or find the common thread to it. And so you're doing it consciously. If you do, you'll empower your life and use social media not as a distraction, but as a mission, because I think that it has just as much value if it's used wisely. Every tool has that. Almost anything. Water, if it's excessive and it's impulsive, can kill you, can drown you. But water is essential for life. And same thing for tools. The purpose of technology is techne, which is a means to an end. And the end in mind is your purpose, the teleology. So you can use technology to help you fulfill your purpose if you prioritize what you're doing. And every time you prioritize it, you tend to use it more selectively. You automatically selectively are biased for information that helps you fulfill what's most meaningful when you're clear about what's most meaningful. So prioritizing it. Go on the website, do the DeMartini method, the DeMartini value determination process, and get narrowed down and find it. If you need help, contact our office. There'll be somebody that can help guide you on that. But if you do, you'll use social media wisely. And if you are not, then it could be used as a distraction. One will inspire you and empower you and engage you and become, you'll be grateful and productive and meaningful and fulfilled. And the other will make you feel that you're being distracted and you're unfulfilled and you'll beat yourself up and question yourself and all those things because you're not seeing the pattern. You're not seeing how it's on the way, or you're letting the impulses and distractions affect you. That's why it's so important to delegate lower priority things or link the things that you're doing that's duty to something that's meaningful so you're inspired. When you're living an inspired life, you will prioritize your social media and use it wisely. If you're living a quiet life of desperation, the world around you is going to run you. Again, don't let the world around you. Don't be second at being somebody else. Be first at being you. Don't let people around you infiltrate and be opportunists. Take command. Be the one that's the opportunist. Take advantage of what they're offering and use it wisely to your advantage. If you do, you'll engage, you'll be inspired, you'll be fulfilled, you won't have the question, you'll be clear about your mission, and I assure you, that's way more fulfilling than sitting there wandering around and letting impulses and instincts on the outside distract you and run your life. So I just wanted to take a few moments to share that little insight with you and oversight, overview, and just know that if you don't fill your day with high-priority actions that inspire you, your day can easily get filled with low-priority distractions that don't. But even if they are low-priority distractions, find the pattern and use it as feedback to guide you to fulfill what's most meaningful to you, your mission.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.